Hi there, I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Maria, and we're hosting the Humans of K-Park podcast.
On this podcast, we'll be talking with different students and staff about what's going on in their lives and what makes them unique.
Each podcast will be totally different depending on who is the featured guest.
Tune in to listen to stories from the people at K-Park.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Elena Ivanye, the senior class president. Today I'm going to be answering some questions about prom.
This is PromCast. When did you start planning prom?
So we've been planning prom since our junior year when we were class officers. And originally the plan was to have it in a Hilton downtown. But after COVID, we had to change a lot of things. So we had to completely replan prom, which we started in early first semester of senior year.
When is prom?
Prom is May 1st from 7 to 11 p.m.
Where will prom be this year?
This year, prom is going to be in Minute Maid Stadium, where the Astros play.
How and why did you pick this place?
So, with Humble ISD regulations, because of COVID, prom had to be outdoors. And Minute Maid, because of the open rooftop, is considered outdoors, even though there's real walls and floors. So we thought it would be a really cool place to have prom, just because everyone knows where Minute Maid is and what it is. And also, we could have a formal event outdoors without getting dirty or worrying about rain and such.
What have you heard about the experiences of Kingwood and Summer Creek so far?
I heard that people are having a lot of fun at their proms. A lot of people are talking about how it's cool and unique, that they'll get to say that they had their prom at Minute Maid, and I think ours will be just as good, if not better.
You and how many others are in charge of organizing prom?
So I'm one of 9 class officers, and we've been all working together to work on prom. And also our sponsor, Ms. Workman, and our Stuco advisor, Ms. Johnson, have played a huge role in getting prom to where it is right now.
Is everyone required to wear face masks?
Upon entering Minute Maid, per their regulations, you have to wear a mask. But since we're going to be outdoors and eating and drinking, you are able to take off your mask during those events. Then once you leave prom, you'll have to put it back on to exit the building.
Since the 2020 prom was canceled, but they had raised money, how did that money get used? Were you all able to use it to help pay for your prom?
We had some credits with the decorator and the DJ, but they weren't completely covered because 2020 didn't get to finish their fundraisers. But with their venue, they have a credit there as well, but we weren't allowed to use that at all because it was in a hotel, which we couldn't have since it had to be outdoors. So we had a little bit of help, but not much.
What is the schedule for prom night?
So typically most groups will go to dinner or take pictures starting in the evening and then go to dinner. The dance starts at 7 and ends at 11, so people will really start coming in around 8.
What type of food will be there?
We're going to have a lot of really cool foods at prom. It's catered by Minute Maid, but we'll have like snack foods, but also some like savory meal type foods like sliders and pretzel sticks, and we'll also have a lot of desserts like mini cakes and brownies and cookies.
What is the hardest thing about planning prom?
The hardest thing about planning prom is probably the budgeting and making sure that we can have everyone have fun and be safe and not cost a fortune.
What are you the most excited about?
I'm most excited about just getting to see like all of our hard work play out. Like, we worked really hard on planning decorations and just the whole ambiance of the night, so I'm really excited to see everyone enjoying everything that we planned for them.
Financially, how did the class end up with all their fundraisers?
We did super good with our fundraisers. We were really successful with the cookie dough, and then we've had some really successful spirit nights, but we really need to keep selling tickets to get that final push and meet all of our requirements money-wise.
What details can you also share about Senior Picnic and what can kids look forward to there?
Senior Picnic is going to be super awesome. It's going to be at the Country Club, so we'll have the entire pool and Lazy River area. We also have ordered a bunch of extra attractions like a rock wall and some like blow up, like jousting things, and just a lot of fun stuff. We'll also have a DJ and food and photo booths.
Will masks be required for Senior Picnic?
On the bus ride over there and while we're in the school to get on the bus, we will have masks. But once we get there and you're eating and swimming and being active, as long as you're staying safe, you won't need a mask.
Lastly, what are you most looking forward to with graduation at Turner Stadium this year?
I think having graduation at Turner is super special. I'm looking forward to, like, coming together on a place where a lot of kids have met before for sporting events and just, like, watching football or soccer, track meets. I think it'll be really cool to, like, finish off our high school career where we met a lot.
What are your hopes ultimately for the final weeks of celebration for the seniors?
I just hope that everyone, like cherishes everything and enjoys it all. We're having a spirit week leading up to prom, and I hope people can really, like, have spirit and participate and just really enjoy their senior year and the very end of it.
Thanks for listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast.
Check out at K-Park Media on Instagram and Twitter to see more stories, photos, and podcasts.
Humans of K-Park is written, presented, and produced by Kathleen and Maria.